You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. The Magic Flute, one of the most famous works of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. What you might not know is Mozart finished and premiered that opera in the very final months of his life. Mozart died 225 years ago this day. He was only 35. The cause of his death is a medical question that has endured as long as his music. University of Michigan medical historian and PBS contributor Dr. Howard Markell is here now helping us unwind the medical mystery. That vibrant music certainly doesn't give any clues that Mozart was truly at the end of his life.
No, because the Magic Flute is perhaps his happiest and most fanciful body of music. It's wonderful.
And when I stop and think, even by 1791 standards, wasn't 35 really premature? I mean, I understand back in the Dark Ages, 35, you were very old.
Yeah.
But by 1791, that was very premature, wasn't it?
Yeah, but people did die at a young age. So there are epidemiological studies of the rates of death in Vienna, for example, at that era. And the average age for a man was about 45, 46 years of age, and for a woman, about 54, 55 years of age. You know, there were a lot more things that could kill you back then. They still exist, but we can treat them now.
We have things to do with that. And he really did keep working right up until the very end.
Yeah. You know, he also kept partying. He was a notorious party animal and he drank a lot, but he just worked all the time. And when you look at his body of work, how much there was. Now, of course, he started as a little boy.
Right.
His first symphony was when he was quite young, I think 5 or 6 years of age. But it's just incredible when you see how much he wrote. He must have always been writing or thinking about music.
And I know in your piece for PBS, you noticed the Magic Flute. You pointed to the Clarinet Concerto in A, the Requiem
right.
in D minor, all of this in just those final weeks.
Right. He was working on the famous Requiem, which is haunting and beautiful to this day. And he actually died before it was completed.
Now, anyone who saw Peter Schaefer's play Amadeus or the 1984 film version of it is saying, well, what's the medical mystery? He was poisoned by his rival Antonio Salieri, who looks a lot like actor F. Murray Abraham. So a lot of poetic license there?
Yeah, it's a wonderful fictional plot. And the play, by the way, is quite different than the movie, so it's worth seeing both. But that was just a fictional story. Now, there were rumors even back then that Mozart was poisoned. A few weeks before he died, he felt ill and he told his wife Constanze, I must have been poisoned. He retracted that when he started to feel better. But only a week after his death, a Berlin newspaper reported he was poisoned. Mm-hmm. And then these rumors about Salieri came up. In fact, Carl Beethoven, one of Beethoven's sons, spread the malicious rumor that he had heard Salieri admit to the murder on his deathbed. That's complete fiction. It
this
didn't
is like
happen.
The internet of 2016 with the fake news sites.
Absolutely.
Well, what kind of symptoms had Mozart been experiencing leading up? When did he start being ill?
Well, we know the symptoms he experienced a few weeks before he died because his sister-in-law was taking care of him, Sophie Heibel. His wife was out of town. They were having marital issues. And we know that he had edema, swelling of the limbs, the gut, the face, because you're retaining body fluid. He had a high fever and he had a rash of some kind. On the other hand, we know he wasn't terribly short of breath, so the edema wasn't that bad because he was singing parts of his Requiem not only to the man who was copying it down, Alfred Sussmeier, not Antonio Salieri is in the movie, and he invited friends the night before he died to sing various parts of the Requiem. So that suggests a great deal of energy and mental acuity.
So what was the diagnosis at the time?
Well, you know, diagnoses of the late 18th century are problematic because it's a completely different language. It's a completely different understanding of medicine. And his physician said he had acute miliary fever. Now, what that is a very high fever with these little rashes that look like millet seeds, hence miliary. They may be bruises like petechiae, little mm-hmm. blood clots, or they may be an actual rash. But we don't know what he actually died of. And then as was the custom of the day, it wasn't just because he was poor. Most commoners were buried in a common grave in Vienna at that time by order of the emperor. It was only the royalty that got their own cemetery plot. Well, we can't really do an autopsy or a postmortem because he's in a in a hole with a lot of other bones.
But interestingly, you say in hindsight there have been a lot of different diagnoses. How many in the years since have been offered?
Well, by last count in the medical literature, now there may be quite a few more in the hospital down the street, but 136 different diagnoses have been made.
Ranging from what to what?
From mercury poisoning and tuberculosis to my favorite, trichinosis from eating raw pork.
Okay.
Syphilis, scarlet fever, you name it, he's been diagnosed with it.
So in your view, what's the best answer to that question of why did Mozart die at such a young age?
In my view, I always comment on other people's retrospective diagnoses because I know you'll always be proven wrong in the
end. Who's got the best one?
The one I enjoyed the most was a group of epidemiologists from Vienna, London, and Amsterdam. They looked at the death records of Vienna for that few week period in 1791, as well as a corresponding period at the end of 1790 and following 1792. They looked at all the deaths of men and women, and they found that there was a real bump, an increase of young men dying just at the time that Mozart died. And there was also an epidemic going around Vienna at that time that matched many of the symptoms that he had. So these doctors decided that he had a streptococcal infection, strep, which then caused failure of the kidneys, which would explain the edema. And then he went into kidney failure and he died. I like that one because it's so clever the way they found that information.
That's some pretty good sleuthing.
Very good sleuthing.
And the fever, it all kind of fits.
Kind of, sort of. So, yeah.
But as you note in your piece for PBS NewsHour, it's a fun parlor game for medical detectives, but it does not change a single thing about the way we regard his music.
No, no. In fact, today, which is a sad day for music lovers, we should celebrate the wonderful music he left us with.
University of Michigan medical historian Dr. Howard Markell, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.